I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up.
Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Amen. God bless you. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to be here. What a wonderful, huge crowd on the Wednesday night. Just, you just have to... Esther, you just got to perceive that. That was, you know, that somebody said when we came up here and did that service, it was just me and Luis was the only 10 people in the sanctuary. And you have to preach like you believe your kids are going to be sitting beside of you. So you just believe that the benches were full. And somebody asked, well, how'd it go? I said, nobody got up and went to the bathroom. 12 times a service. We pray for small bladders. We do. We do. But anyway, good to be in the house of the Lord. Next Sunday will be just the same thing, the men and Sister Esther's included in the men. So, if I don't call your name, it's the men. If you feel like you want to come on, I don't know about the older ones, but the men, you sure are welcome. Sunday, we're going to be 10-1, just like we did before. And we're going to continue that for at least the next two Sundays. All right, so this coming Sunday and the next Sunday, we're going to continue as we are, just to see. Now, the next Sunday will be September the 6th, the day before Labor Day. And we may see about, that's Communion Sunday too. We may see about, Brother Dale and I'll talk about maybe taking communion, or we may take drive-through communion, because I know I miss communion. I miss communion, foot washing. I miss all those ordinances that, if you're a Christian, you do. You miss these things. If it's a drudgery, then you didn't miss it. But if you miss it, then, you know, you really want to have it. So we'll talk about that in 2 weeks as we continue on. So, God bless you. Also remember that August the 30th now, that not this coming Sunday, but the next Sunday, Brother Dale, myself, will be going to the dedication of Brother Jewel Forney's church. That will be Sunday morning, one service. Do not have the details yet, but I will get them. Knowing Brother Jewel, they'll be out Friday afternoon before Saturday. Saturday night of the Sunday service, he'll have them out. So anyway, I'll get the details from him, but he is feeling so much better. Sounding so much better. So we're praying for all these other ones too, Brother Donnie Reagan and all the different ones that are being diagnosed, and people all over the country being diagnosed. So we want to pray for them as well. So let's turn to the book of 1 John 4. Tonight we're going to, this is just going to be the beginning or the, outlay of how we're going to cover this, and we're going to call it two spirits, because there's only two spirits. There's different kinds. Brother Brown said cancer was a spirit, diabetes is a spirit. All of them have different spirits, but there's two power. There's two spirits that we need to deal with. And you got one spirit here with everything under it, and then you got one spirit over here with everything under it. Okay? You got demon. You got, when we're going to go all the way back to the beginning, where God created Satan, Lucifer, made him perfect, made him the right-hand man, give him power up to creation. Okay? So we're going to start that, but I want to go through this, and I want to caution you, because I was praying about it yesterday, pray about it this morning again. Every time you start talking about two spirits, and then when we start talking about how Brother Brown talks about the two spirits in the framework of the church, please do not get in your mind a person's name. Except Jesus Christ and the devil. Okay, not a brother. Well, you're talking about brother. I'm talking about two spirits. And Brother Brown said they're not out there. They're right here. So I'm not worried about Brother so-and-so is, and I'll read it maybe today or maybe save it for Sunday. Brother Brown says you go by the characteristics of that spirit. Because you really can't tell. He's just as religious. Listen, they couldn't tell. Judas and Jesus sat down at the table. He washed Judas's feet, gave him communion. And then he went and did what he'd done real quick. And he had everybody fooled except Jesus Christ. So in the end time, he's going to have everybody fooled except Jesus Christ. All right. And who is Jesus Christ? His bride. His bride is not a second person. His bride is Jesus Christ. Okay. All right. So then you got the two spirits. So when we start talking, we may make some comments about certain things, but please don't put a, well, that's brother. He's talking about, I, in my mind, humanly, yes, those names will pop up. Humanly. But I am not directing this toward any one person, because you do have to cover the characteristics of what happens when you have one spirit. And the characteristics when you have another. The other spirit. So please don't think, and I did, I cautioned myself 2 days ago, last night, and even this morning while I was working, it came back up again to caution the people. Do not think that I have a name written down that I'm talking about this certain person or this certain group of people. Okay? But now that group and that person, we're going to just let their characteristics, because remember, Jesus told them, he said, let's don't harvest this right now. Right? He said, wait till it matures. Because you go out of my garden now and you see mature okra, but when it was only about this high, it looked like a weed. Right? So you let them both mature. That's what we're going to discuss this afternoon. You gotta let them both mature. That's why God didn't cut them down in Luther's day. He didn't cut them down in Wesley's day. He didn't cut them down in Pentecost. But when it comes over to where the full grain is, that's when Jesus said, okay, go put the sickle in and harvest, separate, burn, and eject. And that's exactly what's gonna happen, but we're gonna go back to the beginning of time before time even was. Thank God for a prophet that could let us, not just him, Brother Luis, let us go back into that same mind that he went back into and let us see the same thing he saw. He come back and told us, give us clarity so that when we do look over into that other dimension or that other place, we know what we're looking at. All right. So see, there's the two spirits. I was thinking, I was listening to the prophet. How many times did he said, I'll have to give an account for what I'm telling you. With this Bible open in front of me, I tell you, thus saith the Lord. And for somebody to say he was wrong. See, there we go. We start going with names. No characteristics. It's a characteristic of the devil. That's not God when it's anti-word. But how in the world can you, if you deny Brother Branham in one point, you got to deny that. You got to say that he lied 1,100 and something times. You got to say he lied when he went across the curtain of time. You got to say he lied when he did this. He lied. How in the world? Uh-uh. We had the pure unadulterated word given to us by a prophet that made human mistakes. But his message was pure. And still is pure. It has been made unpure by that other spirit. Amen? So let's go to 1 John 4, and we'll get into this a little bit tonight. Let's pray before we get started. Get somebody on your mind now as we pray. You get somebody on your mind that's been sick, that's ailing. You just get somebody on your mind now, and let's pray and see what God will do. Also, remember me. I went yesterday to have a physical. They don't do the from head to toe anymore. I was expecting a full physical, and I didn't get it. He asked a lot of questions. I could have lied. You know, how is this? Oh, great, you know. But they did take blood, and I have this thing right here in my throat that feels like somebody's finger sticking in it. So it's the devil. It's not God. So it kind of hinders me a little bit, but we're going to walk on by faith. He gave me a couple of things to take for acid reflux, and then we're going to look at it a little bit further. But we know God's a healer. Amen. We know God's the one that's in control, so we just pray that it's just aggravating. It doesn't hurt. It's just aggravating. You ever had a piece of gum stuck in you or a pill stuck in the back of your throat or something? That's the way it feels 24/7 with me, so it's just aggravating. But let's pray that thing will not go any further. Amen. All right, so let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you've given us to, as we can, sit here and listen to you, Father. But Lord, you've used the devil's technology, Lord, for your honor and glory, and it's to let people sit at home and watch live online and be part of the service. Now, Father, we pray that you would go to each home and wherever the people may be, Lord, and may they enter into the worship of the service, Father, and may you anoint these lips and anoint the ears to hear, Father. And Lord, we pray everyone now has got someone on their mind and on their heart. We pray, Lord, that you would send your visiting angel, Lord, to visit whatever the sickness or the person or the temptation or the trial someone's going through or salvation or the different things that we under this token, Lord, that we can call on your name, Father, and know that token has been applied. Lord, we all have sicknesses in our bodies and things that go wrong. We're getting older and things are wearing out. But Father, you told us that you had a balm. You had a balm in Gilead. And you were the physician that administered that balm. It wasn't in the wrong hands. It was in the right hands all the time. And we pray that you'd apply that to us all now, Father. Be with us in the furtherment of this service. Give us revelation, Lord, because we love it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 John 4, verse 1 says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses. Now, we're going to cover that right there. I'm going to tell you, that just blew my mind. Because, you know, you can go ask the drunk if Jesus is Christ, and he's going to say, yeah, buddy. I saw him last week. And you say, well, that's a confession. We know that's confesseth. It's an ongoing thing. But that word, right there, and we're going to cover it probably Sunday, but not tonight. We're just going to give an overview and then back up. That word confesseth, look it up in your concordance. It talks about logos. Buddy, now when you go to logos, it is not the devil. It's Christ. So that word confesseth that Jesus, in other words, you know that person, that logos is not just out there somewhere. It's right here. So your confession comes from the logos that's inside of you. Boy, I about shouted the other day when I saw it, because I just looked up confesseth, and I thought, well, you know, like, everybody's good to confess, and it's good to make a confession. Look that up in Strong's. You go to two different words, and one is logos. Right to who? God Almighty. Confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Because you know what? Even denominations, even, listen, that other spirit knows he came in the flesh. He knows that. So then if he confesses that Jesus has come in flesh is of God, no, he's not of God. But if you confess that logos to the logos, the Lord said unto my Lord, right, when that connects, there's the difference. Right. And every spirit that confesses, here we go again, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Now look, that's a higher order. You come on up a little bit higher because you know what? They know Jesus Christ came in human flesh back there. I know you're standing, but you won't sleep while you're standing up. Back there, oh yeah, Jesus came in human flesh. The Son of Man came in human flesh. We know 2,000 years ago. What's our revelation today, folks?
Right.
That Jesus Christ is come in the flesh.
Right.
Not was.
Right.
If you confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, you're not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist whereof you have heard. See, they heard, remember, saying deed, doctrine, go through the seals. Right? But now it's not a saying deed or a doctrine. It's an incarnate person. We've come into the apex of all this, and that's what I got on my notes if we get to it. That it should come, and even now already is it in the world. This is John, coming from the Isle of Patmos, about AD 96. Antichrist. Listen, when Jesus Christ came, the Antichrist came. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. What? The Antichrist spirit. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world. And the world, listen, heareth them. Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism. Oh, the world hears that. Oh yeah, 99.9% of the people, that's the way you gotta be baptized. But that's not true. They hear it. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. Remember what we talked about the other day? That trumpet gives an uncertain sound. You talk to people about the revelation that we have. And it's not common to them. So they don't even listen. They're not hearing what you're saying. They're hearing words, but it has no place in them. That's what Jesus told the Pharisees. He said, you're hearing what I said, but there's no place for it to land inside of you. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we, the spirit of truth, all right, and the spirit of error. So hereby we know, you may be seated in the Lord, add his blessing to the reading of the word. Hereby ye know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now we've come to the place where we were, you know, you can title these any way you want to. And we were talking about doing, naming it the, Trail of the Serpent. But you know, that's kind of aggravating to me to just have to tell what the devil's done. I like to tell what God's done. And then Satan's always going to be there in opposition. So let's just see what happens back then. But now let's start right here and watch Matthew 24. Jesus told us, verse 23 says, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. I've preached on this many times before. The only reason you are going to know that Christ is not over there is why? Because he's right here.
Amen.
You said, now brother, if you've got the same Christ I've got, we can talk.
Right.
But if you've got a Christ that's different than mine,
right.
We can't talk.
Right.
And it's obvious you won't have a very long conversation.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
Now, I'm talking about the world, but how much more as you come on in to get a little bit closer to the message of the hour? Where churches split over doctrines. You got one church over here, you know, you got, 900 and something denominations in this message versus what Brother Brown said was out in the world. And it is. It's come to a place to where this is where all the denomination heads up. Baptist, he's got. Methodist, Satan, that is. He's got them. He's right here looking for me and you to slip up and fall, go another way, have another thought or idea contrary to the Word of God. Amen? That's why I want us to remember, it's always Word first. Amen? Word first. There was a brother sent me something the other day, and some brother in the Philippines has, you know, put his little chart out again on Daniel 70 weeks, and I just wrote back a comment. I wrote, he needs to read the Bible. He needs to read the Bible. The Bible tells us clearly what Daniel 70 weeks is, but everybody says, well, I got a quote. Quote can't, quote cannot contradict the Bible. But you can twist a quote, but they can also twist the Bible. Satan twisted it by one word. That's what we're going to go back to in the Garden of Eden in a little while. Matthew 24, but look, Jesus, now this is Jesus talking. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ. Remember in Anointed Ones, it's not just false people. False Christ, because they're going to show great signs and wonders. Don't you worry, that's going to be the downfall of many people if they don't have the Holy Ghost, and even with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, if you've not been taught correctly, you're going to lean toward signs and wonders every time. Every time. Every time. But, as we've always said, signs should follow the believer. Not believers falling after the signs. And it happens, and it's happening, and it's always going to happen. And those that look like maybe, and here I go, I'm not naming names, but those that look like are false, word false, doctrinally false. Folks, they're going to have signs and wonders like you wouldn't believe, because the anointing, as Bob was talking about the other day, read that book, God of This Evil Age. Read Anointed Ones at the End Time. They're so close. So they're going to have signs and wonders. I mean, what are you going to do? Like Brother Dale said, what are you going to do when somebody walks up to you and sticks your finger and then sticks their finger in your nose and says, I'll raise them 10 people and show you that I'm true? What are you going to do? I'm going to say, praise God, them 10 people got brought back to life. But your spirit's wrong, because it's contrary to the Bible. All right? It's contrary to the Word of God. Because watch, this is what Jesus said. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Now we know the very elect cannot be deceived. But, we'll read some other quotes a little bit later on where... You see now in the end time, even people that are spirit-filled people, you know, running off on different things. You know, the Holy Ghost is wonderful, but remember in the end time, always remember this. It's an anointing in the end time. Now, not to the true believer. I'm talking about it's an anointing, though, that falls. Remember, we're reading Joel. Well, we're going to bring it from the Bible all the way through. Joel said, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So everybody's going to get the benefit of the feeling. But somewhere they're going to deny one word. Because Satan got them by one word, and by one word off, it caused all this. So how in the world are we going to stand up here and be one word off and go back to the Garden of Eden? Can't do that. But listen, you say, well, there's no way we can be 100%. Jesus Christ was 100%, wasn't he? Yeah. And we're supposed to have the mind of Christ, right? Amen. Then he made a way. Yeah. And it's called this end time message. Right. It's not called Luther. It's not called Wesley. That's part of it. But it's called this end time message that sets everything apart. So let's go to the first quote. Remember what Jesus said, it could deceive, they shall deceive the very elect if it were possible. But I love there in the Bible, in the book of Revelations, when we ever get to the book of Revelations with this two spirits, it says, he that overcometh, to him that overcometh. What did you overcome? You overcame that other spirit. Brother John, that's real simple. You say, no, I overcome alcohol and women and drugs and... No, you overcame that other spirit.
Right.
Because it was right here. It was working right here.
Right. Exactly right.
In the children of disobedience. And that's us before we're born again.
Right.
And even after we get born again, aren't we kind of a little disobedient? I thought we needed that for obedience.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
He's still working on me. I hope this makes us all realize we still got a little work to do. Amen. So let's read the first quote. I love this quote here. This is 1953, God commissioning Moses. Because watch, the Bible spoke of you. And on the days, I said, remember our troubles, my brother, sister. I'm telling you now, it's not coming from communism and the outside world. This is 1953. Russia was raising up. Everybody was going, communism is the Antichrist. No. Then we're going to read another one down here where he says, don't worry about Russia. Yep. So let's don't worry about the United States. Let's don't worry about Trump. Who's going to win? Who's not going to win? Okay? Because watch where it started. It didn't start down here. It's not coming from communism and the outside world. It's right on the inside of us. Brother Brown, that's just way too close. No, that's right where it needs to be. The Antichrist is a religious spirit. It started in seed back yonder in Genesis through Cain. Okay? And boy, you just wait till we get into James 4 where it says, when lust is conceived, brings forth sin. When sin's finished, it brings forth death. It's not bad to sin, folks, because we're sinners. When sin is conceived, brings forth death. When it continues on. And that's what's going to carry that second spirit. That's what we're going to talk about. Remember, that second spirit is going to carry you to a physical death and a spiritual death. Now, you may go to a natural death and have the other spirit, the Christ-like spirit, the Christ spirit or the Holy Ghost. Sure, there's many people in the grave right now that the Holy Ghost was in them, and now it's over in another dimension. But now this guy over here, there's no turning back away from this one. Once you get this one, that's why that it's going to be so close in the end time. But like Brother Brown said, he said, it's a razor's edge. And you're standing on it. And you slip off one side or the other. He said that wedge continues and you never can. If you ever took an axe and hit something or watched a water go around something that's like this, it never comes back. It continues away. And that's what we're talking about now, is those two spirits. They have to be separated, brothers and sisters. In this end time is the only time that those two spirits are going to come to head and they're going to be made manifest is in this end time. All right? Just as we go up that statue of a perfect man, Satan is taking his perfect man and going up that statue of a perfect man. You ever thought about that? Remember, there's twins in every revival. There's two spirits. Satan's problem is he's wanting to climb up above this right here. He's wanting to be up here where no man is but him. See, he wants to be number one. Well, God's not going to stand for that. God didn't make him for that. God made him to drive me and you to that. Amen. All right, it started in seed back yonder in Genesis through Cain. Because remember, now look, one thing's for sure. I am not, will not, and cannot speak on two natural seed lines. If you're on this one, you're good. If you're on, forget that. Now Cain, we know where he came from. But you gotta remember, have you forgot one thing? Eve had Holy Ghost in her soul.
Right.
So he had a Holy Ghost filled mama.
Right.
Cain, that is. But Cain, when he come out and grew up, he had to make a choice just like the rest of us. When lust is conceived, brings forth sin. When sin's finished, brings forth death. Cain had an opportunity, so you can't say, well, now listen, you can say, hold on, you can say, that from God's point of view, which is eternal, omnipotent, omnipresent, and knows everything, he knew that Cain would go wrong. Okay? So on that side, Brother Brown said, Cain was serpent seed. Judas was the Antichrist. Born. Well, he still had a choice. Judas still has. Every person that was born on this earth has got a choice.
Amen.
They can't be one person born different except Jesus Christ himself. And he had to come to give us a choice.
Right.
Amen? It's kind of real simple, but people try to make it so... Boy, Cain was just, he blessed God, he was just serpent seed. Well, yeah, he did come from the serpent. He did have a seed in him that come from natural seed, come from that serpent. But his mama... was a religious woman. She was, we're going to see her in our camp. We forget that, don't we? Oh, Adam was righteous. Adam. Adam's the one that sold us out, folks. It wasn't Eve. It was Adam's the one that sold us out. That's why the second Adam had to bring us back. All right? They'll be okay there. We're going to start a little slow, but it started in seed back yonder in Genesis through Cain. Cain offered the same kind of sacrifice. He knelt down and prayed. He done everything religious that Abel done.
Right.
Yes, sir. And Jesus said the two spirits in the last days would be so close it would deceive the very elect if possible.
Right.
Now remember, if we were standing back and watching Cain and Abel, we'd think Abel was kind of like Jacob. He's a little lazy. All he's got to do is take them sheep up on the thing and let them eat grass and do their business and haul them in at night. Kind of a lazy kid. All right? And here's Cain. I don't want to be that way, but it's like me going out every day and toiling in that garden. But you know what Cain did, though? Cain put everything he had in the wrong thing. But he put everything he had in that thing. Because God said, that's not the way. It's beautiful. I mean, why would John be on the Isle of Patmos and this whore of a church would raise up and John looks over and admires the church.
Yeah.
Admires the woman. She was beautiful. Take Rome. Take all the different things that we look at I don't say the people, I say the system is anti. But look how beautiful it is. Oh, it's just beautiful. They got these great big churches and they got these big hospitals. That's okay. That's okay. But we know that that Antichrist system is working in that system. The two spirits would be so close. So what I'm saying, Cain and Abel, you standing there looking at them, you would have picked Cain just like you would have picked Esau. And probably would have picked Judas over all the other disciples because he was the one that had the money. He was kind of the accountant guy, kind of keep everything level. Hey, can we buy this? Can we buy that? You know? But he let it carry him on over to where he crossed the line. And we'll talk about that later on, not today. Well, I'm just going to give you an overview of what we're going to talk about. Let's look at number two, the end time, 1954. Now Cain came and knelt at the gate, not an infidel. Listen, all this is going on in the world and the Iraq and Iran and all the different places. They love their God. They'll die for theirs. Will you die for yours? So the Antichrist spirit is, we gotta quit looking at it as being so anti that we think, so anti that we think, that, oh, it's got to be. I thought Brother Brown said it was in us.
Right.
I'll go back to that quote where Brother Brown says, it's right on the inside of us.
Right.
All right. Number two, now Cain came and knelt at the gate. Not an infidel. Many are thinking of the Antichrist being Russia. Get it out of your minds. Never. The Antichrist is religious.
Right.
Jesus said the two spirits would be so close they'd deceive the very elect if possible. Don't worry about Russia. They're just a bunch of atheists. Yes, but the Antichrist sits right by you. And Sister Esther, you're the only one sitting real close to Tony, so take your choice. But the Antichrist sits right by you. Listen, the Antichrist is right here. He's working, trying to tell me things in my mind, put things in your mind. Amen? If not, please come up here and take over. But it's a fight. Combat beast. Not picnic beast. Combat beast. It's a fight. Whoever said this was going to be just... Listen, we get our flowery bed of ease when everything's over. We get to spend an eternity not having to worry about none of this anymore. There'll be no two factions. There'll be no two opinions. There'll be no two spirits. One spirit's going to live for eternity. One's going to be done away with. You got to decide which one you want. But the Antichrist sits right by you. That's the deceiver. Remember, just the time that Judas, Jesus Christ, came on the scene, the Antichrist came on, Judas. About time Jesus revealed himself as the Son of God, Judas revealed himself. Just the time Jesus went away, Judas went away. Just the time the Holy Ghost come, the Antichrist spirit come. So remember, you see the moving of the Holy Spirit. You see, like Brother Dale, we've been talking about revival for a long time. Satan has his own revival too. Amen? He'd fill a church faster than the believers can. Don't put anything on that, okay? But he can fill up a church faster. Why? Signs and wonders. Get everybody going. Get everybody happy. Get everybody feeling good. Get the song service going good. Let somebody play. We'll have two basses instead of one. You understand what I mean? Well, what about the word? Let's get all happy first. Yeah. That's the devil, because we're going to go back and we're going to study his tactic, because remember, he's the worship angel. He's the God song leader. Brother Dick always hated when I always said that, but he was. He was the worship angel. He was created to be the apex of worship. But remember what he did with that apex of worship. He wanted to go higher than the head that made him. If I'm looking at a man that created me, I should know real quick, I'm always going to be number two. I ain't going to be number one. But now remember, though, Jesus Christ was the creator, but what did he do with us? He put a little man down here called William Branham, and there was some squirrels got created into existence. There was things got... We've seen things created. We've seen things done. So let's don't be so, well, I'm number two. No, you're part of number one. And being part of number one makes you number one. We just got to get rid of that other spirit that's haunting us and telling us other things. You don't have to go to church now. You can sit at home. All you got to do is press play. All you got to do is press, and I mean play like tonight. Play, not press play. We press play anytime we want to. Okay? But I'm talking about, wow, we can click on and watch so-and-so and so-and-so. Don't even have to go to church. It's just not in me to miss this. It's not in me to miss this. There's a longing, as Brother Brown said. He said, a Holy Ghost-filled person can't wait for the doors to open so that we can get in here to worship. All right, so just telling you some things that Brother Brown told us. Just the time Judas went away, Judas went away. Just the time the Holy Spirit came, the Antichrist spirit came. Look, and they were brothers in the same church. And I'm going to say one more time, there's only two spirits. Two. There's not three or four. Now, there's a lot underneath, but there's only the Holy Spirit and the Antichrist. Or you can say Jesus Christ and the Antichrist. That's the only two spirits that they are. So get that in your mind. That then you won't talk like Brother Branham. I believe Brother Branham, truthfully, when he was talking about denominations, he hated to say the things he did. But he was talking about the system they were in. But you got to remember, though, you gotta remember, if you make yourself part of that system, you're the system. That's why the Bible says, come out of her, my people. Come out under that thing and be partakers of what? The spiritual gift of God, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Alright, look, they were brothers in the same church. I believe as we go back into the beginning, or before the beginning, like Brother Brown says, before the beginning, before the eternal, how can you do that? Well, you have to start somewhere and you find out mind. But you got Jesus, or you got Christ, whatever you want to call him. You got the Logos, you got the Father standing here, and there's another person standing beside of him. And it ain't a second person of a Trinity. It's the guy he created to be right there beside of him. And we're going to read that. He didn't create the devil to go do his, now he knew he would. He knew Cain would, but you can't say he was born serpent seed. But you and I all were born serpent seed, but not the seed. Not the little seed like you put in the ground. No, it was a seed of discrepancy. It was not a literal little seed. It was we were born wrong with a carnal mind, which put us on this side. But thank God we had a choice to get on this side. Well, it took that. What did he do with that seed? Oh, well, he destroyed your old nature. But he used that same person for the glory of God. Right? God don't have to see, Satan almost has to destroy people to have anything. Everything he touches. Cancer, leukemia, all that comes from the devil. So everything he's touching and trying to make good falls apart. Because he's always negative. He's always on the negative side. But see, everything Christ touches is eternal. So when he touched your soul, he made your soul eternal. He changed you, Brother Brown said, from a kookaburra to a wheat. Oh, now I got a quote where I always was wheat. In the mind of God, absolutely. You got to remember, Brother Branham spoke a lot of things in the mind of God. He was speaking for God. Isn't that what a prophet does? Speaks instead of God. We'll get into that because Satan wanted to be instead of. But Brother Branham was telling us that in the mind of God, you never were lost. Because remember the picture I told you that God took of you? That's an eternal picture. But see, remember, he didn't take a picture of everybody in the world. I don't think Brother Branham ever said that. But he took a picture of a special group of people. You say, no, Polaroid? No, remember, the mind of God's eternal. That Genesis 1:26 man developed. And we had to come down here. For those of you that don't know, there used to be a negative when we took pictures. You had to go. Right? And the young people are going, what? Snap. SIM card. What are you talking about? There used to be physical rolls that you had to put in a camera. You know they're coming back with those things now. Deanna's got a Polaroid, one of those a retro, but it's, you take a picture and the picture pops out. Do they now? Still? Grief. But that was all from back then though, because you know Kodak was this. You had to send all your film in. With this, I'm making a point here. You had to send all your film in. Well, God don't have to send film in. God had the first digitalization of pictures before man ever had it.
Right.
He didn't need to go, well, I think Sam, that's not Sam Dale. What's that about? Who is that? Who's that? No, he had it all right there.
Right.
In his infinite mind, it just popped up. Amen? But remember, because of the fall, we had to come as a negative.
Right. Right.
And we could get older in that negative form.
Right.
But you can't get older in that positive form.
Right.
Because when God took that picture, remember Brother Brown says, light has to strike the lens.
Right.
Oh, come on people. Right. Genesis 1:26, it struck that lens, and when it struck that lens, that's you.
Amen.
Every child that God was going to have, boom, right there he was. And he's got him in an album. No, you don't have to flip through. No, his album is right here. This is God's album. He doesn't need to look at a picture. He doesn't need to go back and review. But we had to come to negative form, though. And we had to go through a process. We did that in school one time. I still got some of the pictures. Stinking, anybody of y'all ever done it? Stinks, don't it? I mean, the chemicals you had to put together. But you sloshed it. You're going, put paper in water? Yep, you got to put that paper in the water and you got to slosh it. And all of a sudden, you've seen it. What happens? All of a sudden, you start seeing a little bit of image. Then it gets clearer and clearer. And you're sitting there doing it in that chemical. And finally, when you hold it up like this, boom, there's your picture. Well, see, that God had to wait. He always had the picture. But God had to wait till the day that you asked Him to give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And when He did, He threw that negative in the trash can. He took His eternal SD card, stuck it in there and said, that's what you look like now. Inside, we're young again.
Glory.
How did I get off on that? All right, so anyway, number three. Because look, everything God's done, the devil's made a substitute for it. So God allowed Satan to have this negative picture of us. I'm going to stay on that for a minute because it's true. This is a negative picture. Brother Bram said, though, it's got to be a positive, though. It's got to be a positive. It's got to go to something. You can't just pull a bunch of negatives up and say, I can't make a picture of that. No, if you've got the negative, you can make that picture. You can develop that picture.
Glory.
Problem with Satan is Satan can't do that. He can't say, that's my subject, and that's the way he's going to look for an eternity. No, they're going to all fall, they're all going to die, and they're all just going to vanish. To me, that's the worst thing to know than to be burning in hell, even if you could burn for an eternity, is to know that one day, any purpose you had on this life, I don't care if you're the richest person in the world, if you're not born again, your name will evaporate from history. Think about that. But if you're born again, your name just begun down here, but it always was up there, and it's going to something that's eternal. So don't worry about the negative. Yeah, those negative pictures, you keep taking these yearly pictures and you go, my hair really get that gray in a year? God don't see that. God's just waiting on the other end. He said, this is what I'm looking at. And you know what that image came from? That image came from the Word that you are. That image came from the Word that you are. That Word that you are becoming. Brother Brown said, word upon word. I hope it helps you. Sure it helps me. It gives me a positive look at everything. A little more than we usually are. Number three, I told Mama the other day, I said, this is the only period of time in our life that we like negatives. One more time. This is the only time during this coronavirus that you don't want to be a positive. You want to be negative. Because me and somebody was talking the other day and they kept saying positive. I said, you don't want to be positive in this aspect. You want to be negative. Right. All right. So we want to stay on the positive side. Look, everything that God has done, the devil's made a substitute for it. Made something bogus. See, that's the reason the two spirits in the last days come right along, be formal and fundamental. They miss the spirit altogether. You see, like that. And some of these on the radical side go plumb off into isms with it. But right in the middle of the road runs the true church of God, standing in and full of the power of God. That's where it's at. So you got your radicals over here, signs and wonder seekers, and all these different ones that want to this, whatever this is, put it. And then there's some over here that says, why can't we be in the middle? Why can't we have it all? Amen. Have signs and wonders, but have the pure, unadulterated Word of God. Amen? Why can't we have that? And we do. Watch this right here. This one is a good one. This is Demonology, Religious Realm, 1953. You know there's false. There's a true and a false of everything. If I give you a dollar and I say this is a good dollar, you'd look at it. I'd have to look pretty much, it have to look pretty much like a real dollar or you wouldn't believe it. Is that right? So it'll have to be really a good imitation. Because if I get like a counterfeiter would, you know, I'd give you a $20 bill and who's on a $20 bill? Andrew Jackson? Is it Andrew Jackson? Thank you, Brother Louise. You're the only one that can afford a $20 bill. I got Lincoln's and you got Benjamin Franklin. But no, if I, no, look, if I, you've, all your life, you've looked at this, this certain bill, $20 bill, and Andrew Jackson's head's been right here. Well, if I hand you a $20 bill and say, oh, Brother Donnie, this is a good one, and his head's upside down, or George Bush is on it, see, you know immediately, that's not right. But now true counterfeiters, how many of them pass right now in our monetary system? How many of them pass and they're almost 100% imitation? You know what that means? That means that Satan is now almost 100% imitation. Because if I handed Brother Zach that money and he takes it and goes, well, this is false. Andrew Jackson's upside down or George Bush is on the front. No, you're going to take it and go, man, this is exactly like the $20 bill in my pocket. This is exactly watermark, everything. It's all good. That's what we're facing today. The two spirits are so close. Even being a counterfeit, which makes it totally false, because you know how much a counterfeit bill is worth? Zero. I don't care if it's got 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000. It's worth zero. But the real one is worth the face value that's on there. Why? Because it's got something to back it up. Listen, we've got something today to back up what we have. Not counterfeit. We don't even have to worry. If I give Zach a word of God, he says that ain't nothing but truth. Check it out, though. Check it out, though. You think Satan's going to say, now, hear something from me. No, he's going to be your brother. I started to say he's going to be your daddy, but... Hey, Bob. All right. It'll have to be a really good imitation. And if Jesus said the two spirits in the last days would be so close till it would deceive the very elect if possible, look, religious people. Now remember, now there ain't nothing, I like that, there ain't nothing out there in them old, cold, formal outside. They have just a form of godliness. He's being pretty strict there in 1953. You see, but these two spirits are real spirits. They're real. You say, Brother Wade, you just said one was false. It's a real false spirit. You see, but these two spirits are real spirits. It'd be so close till it deceived the very elect how it was working side by side. Look, in the last days. Did Jesus say that? He did. All right, let's look here. I wrote myself a note to stop here for a minute because look. There was not a requirement of full maturity in any age but this one. Because we're going to read a pretty long quote here from The Seed Is Not Air With Shut. Where we go through it. And we've been through it many times before, but I want you to look at it as the two spirits. Because Luther, there was an Antichrist spirit come up in Luther's time. But it was just two shoots. So the Antichrist spirit was twins. So it was in baby form. Okay? And Luther dealt with that, but he allowed some of it to creep in. Jesus, or the light Christ-like spirit never taught a water baptism in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost because it was anti-word. But because it was in a baby form, God allowed them to work together. Now, you're just going to have to believe me because I'm telling you, Martin Luther was a Trinitarian. And people got born again under that Trinitarian doctrine of that day. Not now, of that day, there was a bride that God birthed by one, I'm going to say this, one scripture, the just shall live by faith. They came out of that Catholic church and they said, God, we're going to live by faith. And we're going to start reading the Bible. Because remember, they took the Bibles away. We're going to start reading the Bible. We're going to start, but they still baptized. So see, they were close. And God couldn't pluck them up. Because they look too close. Like I said, the weed seed, and there's one weed in my garden that looks just like, and unbeknownst to me, I pulled a few corn stalks up, but when they were like this, I put the hoe to it and I cut it down because it looked like a weed. But if I'd have let it go on, Brother Zach, I'd have seen that stalk start making. I said, oh, that's corn. And that's not. But see, that's what God had to do. We'll read this and watch. As you see these two spirits moving up. Now remember, we always go, well, that was the working of God and there was nothing but joy. No, Satan was right in there working. He was building his church. He was building his doctrine. But when it moved up to Wesley, he just moved right on up too. Oh, sanctification. The unclean spirit goes out. I just won't bring them back the same spirit that they had before. Because if I come back with the same spirit, they're going to know who I am. So I'm going to bring them another one.
Right.
I'm going to bring them a religious one.
Right.
And then the Pentecostals. That was great. The gifts. Without that coming of the gifts, Brother Branham would have had no platform to stand on.
Right.
Right?
Right.
He would have had no platform. But since he was a part of that Pentecostal movement, and they believed in signs and wonders, well, that was just, but now what happened? That platform stayed right here. That platform stayed right there. They had faith. They were born again. They got born again under the Pentecostal message of 1906 in the different, in Azusa Street, right? That wasn't false. That was the Holy Ghost. But what did the Holy Ghost fall on? It fell on the word that they held. It fell on the word that they knew. And some of them were Trinitarians. God winked at their ignorance, but really, you got to really see, though, that Satan was right there. And God allowed that to happen because you know what? God had told them when Jesus Christ was on earth, he said, leave them alone. Let them mature.
Right.
That's, folks, what me and you are facing today. We're not facing baby demons.
Right.
We're not facing baby Satan.
Right.
We're facing a full mature, fixing to be an incarnate spirit in a man.
Right. Yep. Right.
That's what we're facing. Right. Now remember, we don't see that. When Satan incarnates a man, we don't see that. We're gone, remember?
Right.
All right? But we do see the workings of it. You see it right now.
Amen.
And I want us to be that when we go back to the beginning, we can see the characteristic and we can know what to expect. You don't have to name names. It's characteristic that we look at. Because I look at the corn and I see the tassel. Then all of a sudden, here's an ear pops out on one side. Here's an ear pops out on the other side. Here's some silk. How do I know that's corn? I can't see the corn seed. It's covered. But it's in there working. And by the characteristics, I know that that's corn. But what happens when it matures? That's when you pull back the shuck. And you can see the seed. And you go, aha, it was corn all along. But it's mature corn. It's a maturity that, and we preach maturity here, but we've got to be able to stand on that maturity, folks. Because that mature antichrist spirit is standing here too. a mature one, not a baby one, because God winked at the baby ignorance of them, right? He don't wink at our ignorance now. No. When the seals came open, when the book came open, all your everything had to go. Remember, Brother Branham said, from there all the way up to marriage and divorce, he said, I'm losing thousands of friends. I'm only preaching in a trailer with 25 or 30 people. This man packed hundreds of thousands of people. But they were there for the fishes and the loaves. They were not there for the meat of the word. You and I, listen, they were not ready for it, but you and I are ready for it. You and I are ready for it. Because even Brother Branham's going to say right here, I'm going to read this. Excuse me. Seed is not air with a shut. Let's read this, and then I think we may just stop right here. Get out of here a little bit early, and then I can give me something else to do for Sunday. Seed is not air with a shut. Now, Brother Dale just covered this, so it shouldn't be foreign to you. Remember, there was no more seed promised through a woman anywhere after Mary. And there is no more denominations promised after Pentecost. So it really doesn't matter what come up, but from Pentecost till today, all these worship centers and all these different, what do they call them now? They call them, what? Community churches. They're not even Baptists and Methodists anymore. You know, our River of Life, 12 stone. They have a name that they call, but they are dead. I'm sorry, but they are dead. Seed is not air with a shuck. Watch. And there's no more denominations promised after Pentecost. Now see, this is way ahead. I wanted to skip way ahead because we're going to go way back. But this is the culmination of what happened way back in before time ever started. Watch. It's the rapture and bride coming forth from there. From what? From the denominations. The seed, the word made manifest again. Notice, see how close it looks. Matthew said, St. Matthew 24:24 said, that the two spirits in the last days, the church spirit of the church people, listen, and the bride spirit of the bride people, there's your two difference. Let's don't name them. Let's don't name them. But it's a spirit, and they're covered under that spirit. I'm telling you, listen, if we believe what Brother Brown said, you got to believe that right there. The church spirit of the church people and the bride spirit of the bride people would be so close together till it would deceive the very elect if it was possible. That's how close. Look how it come through the stalk. Now notice, we're going to type something here. Luther and the church age are bringing forth the bride seed. Listen, folks, when the seed was planted, it's bride seed. This plant is bride. Even when he preached the restoration of the bride tree, that wasn't bringing a new tree. It was restoring the tree that had been eaten. The life had went down in the roots, and then all of a sudden the S-O-N started shining, and it brought what? Two shoots. Martin Luther, the just shall live by faith. But did it stay there? Can't pull corn from that. Can't pull wheat from that. Can't get a mater or a tater from it. But you got to let it what? Mature.
Right.
We've come, this is mature time. Amen. That's how close. Look how it was, came from the stalk. Now notice, we're going to type something here. Luther in the church age of bringing forth the bride seed was the same in spirit. Just one little grain of seed Luther stood out on. So that's no false. That's true seed. Got it? Luther was not false. Now the doctrine that came after Luther is what was false. Everybody got that? Say amen.
Amen.
It wasn't Luther that denominated.
Right.
No, it was the people after that.
Right.
Who has denominated the people this message? Brother Branham? No, the people after. The messengers already went off the scene. Luther stood out. That was justification by faith. He was the very type of Hagar, the stalk. Hagar, oh my God. Yeah. Hagar, the stalk. Everybody got that? Notice Wesley was type of Sarah. the Philadelphian, the age of love that brought forth the tassel. That was Wesley. Right there. All right, I got it. Philadelphia age. That was Wesley. Now watch. Age of love that brought forth the tassel. That was Wesley's age. That was, there was more missionaries than any other age we've had. The great missionary age of John Wesley's time. What? The seed was growing. All right. But Pentecost represented Mary. Mary, the last stage of it. Now she was not the seed. Mary in herself was lost until she got the new birth. Even though she carried the seed of God inside of her, the Christ child, she was lost. Until she got, Brother Brown said she had to go to the upper room. Thank God the Bible said Mary was among the 120. The Bible tells us that Mary went to the upper room. Why'd she need to go if she was the seed? She had to become seed. Oh, she was seed from the beginning. Yeah, in God's mind, she was seed from the beginning. But she had to go through a process and had to go to the upper room to receive the Holy Ghost. And she literally produced the Christ child. Her body did. Right? But didn't produce the life. God produced the life. Same way with all of us. God has to produce the life. Now watch. But the end... Where am I at? Pentecost represented Mary. Mary, the last stage of it. Now, she was not the seed, yet the life of the seed was in her, but it hadn't matured yet. The life of the seed was in Pentecost. It just had not matured. They were babbling Pentecostal babies. They stayed where they was at. They said, whoa, this is it. We've got it. This is the latter rain. This is the last of it. This is the outpouring of God, the Holy Ghost. But if you don't speak in tongues, you ain't got it. Now see, they come out of the Bible from that. They come out of the Word of God when they said, this is it. If you don't speak in tongues, you ain't got the Holy Ghost. Now that's not what the Bible says.
Right.
All right, so then what did God do? Cut them off and moved on. Right? Just like this right here, watch. I feel very religious. It hadn't matured yet. Why did he say he felt religious? He knew he was bringing the message of maturity. And I don't say, I'm going to ask him this when I get on the other side, but I know one thing's for sure. I think he got tired of them Pentecostal babies. Remember, the one quote says, somebody's got a song, somebody's got a word, somebody, you know, you can't even preach because somebody jumps up and starts speaking in tongues. And he had to put all that in order. Yeah. Told one lady to sit down and shut up. Quench the spirit. No, she was out of the word. Now, it may have been God that anointed her. I don't know. But remember when he went into that service and one brother was speaking in tongues and another was interpreting, Brother Branham, by discernment, knew that that was the right, correct discernment. But when he shook this one's hand and discerned this one's spirit, he had the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Went over here and shook hands with the other guy that did the interpreting, and he was committing adultery. Living with another woman. He said, remember, he went up to the cave and he said, God, something ain't right. I perceive that was the Holy Ghost that fell. Because see, the anointing of the Holy Ghost fell on the good guy, and the same anointing of the Holy Ghost fell on the bad guy. Look how close that is. Now, in a congregation, who would have caught it? Oh no, that brother over there, buddy, he got the Holy Ghost because he interpreted that thing right down to the point. Then you had to have a prophet come on the scene and discern, because he brought the word. And the word was the discerner. Two-edged sword goes cut in, cuts out. He had to go in there and cut that thing. I'm wondering if that guy ever sat in a service and listened to Brother Branham, and Brother Branham didn't know he was in the service. He probably was going. Why? Because he'd been discerned. And that's what the word does. The word discerns and will discern the two spirits. I'm going to read that quote before we leave, but let's get to this. It was there, but it didn't mature yet. It was there, but it wasn't mature. So is it with our Pentecostal age that we're living in. There has got to come forth a word of God that's inner undenominational, outside of the realms of that denomination. Luther went to Husk with his first word, the just shall live by faith. Wesley had two words, sanctification. Now you say, where's those two words? Clean and set aside for service. That's what sanctification means. All right, he wasn't wrong when he said two words and he said sanctification. Second definite work of grace. Pentecost had the third word, the restoration of the gifts, but the entire seed has to come forth. See how they denominated on one word and another word and another word. But there's got to be, look, capital S, something that cannot be denominated. It's the entirety of the life that's in there. Look, the entirety of the life that's in there has to produce itself again on a bride. There cannot be any more church ages after this. We're at the end, brothers and sisters. We're here. We've arrived. That was in 1965. How far along are we now? Or should be? We've arrived. You know why he said we've arrived? Because when he come to that right there, the seed is not there with a shuck, he knew that right there was that separating time. Now, he may not have knew that he was going to be, had done passed off the scene a year from then, but he knew his message was coming to an end and that the people was going to have to catch the message and take it on. All right? But there's got to be something that cannot be denominated. It's the entirety of the life that's in there has to produce itself again on a bride. There cannot be any more church ages after this. We're at the end, brothers and sisters. We're here. We've arrived. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now we see these things are just as true as they can be. Let's look, let's do this one right here. God of this evil age. I want you to look. The two spirits, one of them's God's Holy Spirit, the other one, the devil's spirit, working in deception. The people of the earth are now making their choice. The Holy Spirit is here calling out a bride for Christ. See, this thing, this Antichrist is not hindering Christ. He's going to have his kids. I was thinking today, you know, the Bible says the footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. And I take, for example, Brother Richard's dad, Brother Dale Roberts. I'm just going to say it. People out in the world can die, and God don't control that. But if Dale Roberts is a born-again son of God, which I believe he is, he's got to fulfill a certain time. It don't matter what me and you do. It don't matter what the doctors do. It don't matter what anything that he has got a certain walk he's got to fulfill because he's part of God. All these other people out here, look, and I said something the other day, and I'm sorry I said it. I said God don't care about anybody but the bride. He cares about the whole world, but he does not get any praise back from a certain group of people that he does from us. And he wants what? Praise and worship. He's God. He's our creator. That's how we're connected. And those people can be just as connected. But if he don't have that picture, if he don't see that you came to a day that you was tired of being tired, like Dave Ramsey said, being sick and tired of being sick and tired. And you said, God, I'm not going any further until you fill me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I can't go any further. So as the footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord, you can't go until God has saw the whole thing because you're his children. Brother Dale Roberts is his children. It doesn't matter. They can pull everything in the world off if they want to. They can shoot him with poison. It does not matter. If he's an elect of God, this is just the way, this is just me. He'll take care of you, but he'll see that you got to fulfill a certain section of what the mind of God saw before the foundation of the world. You got to fulfill that. Now you say, well, I'll just go out there and stand in the road. He saw you do that. He said, stupid. But you'll never go until you're fulfilled everything that God sees of that child that you are. No way. I just think about that today. You can pull plugs, whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter. But now see, and you say, well, you're being insensitive. Listen, we're the children of God. Don't you take care of your children better than you take care of somebody else's kids? Especially the devil's. Don't you take care of your kids? Well, God Almighty takes care of His kids.
Amen.
It's not that He don't care about the world. The world don't care about Him. And therefore, they never had a picture. They never had a scripture that they coincided with. They never had a scripture that came from negative to positive. Because this is the Word of God. This is where you got your positive picture. Your negative picture came from your mom and daddy. But it's got to fit this Word right here. So you've got a certain journey to fulfill. Brother Ron Spencer should have died 2 months ago. They gave him 4 months to live 6 months ago. I said, oh boy, I don't care what they say. Until he fulfills his step of what he needs to fulfill, they can, and see if you'll see it that way. If you and I will start seeing it that way, that's what's going to walk us into a body change. Natural healing is wonderful. Spiritual healing, we've already got if you're born again. But if you see like He sees, then you will see yourself projected in a body change. Doesn't matter how long it takes. That lady was 90-something years old that he saw over on the curtain of time, across the curtain of time. 90-something years old, she'd walk 90-something years without God. But you know what? Them guardian angels was... Because he knew that child would call his name at 90-something years old. And her steps... Oh, she might have wasn't done all kind of things in the world, but when she come to that 90-something years old, God said, time to become positive. I'm going to take you from that negative because I saw you before the foundation of the world. You got on your knees and you cried out to me at 90-something years old. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how much breath you got left. Get God. And then your breath will never go away. You say, oh no, I'm going to draw my last breath. Praise God. The next breath you draw will be eternal. Well, if that don't make you excited, Aaron will tell you your spoon fell out of your bowl if that don't stir you so. You say, oh, death. That's why I said I'm going to get a sermon one day on the power of death. You say, oh, I got scripture where the Bible says death has no dominion. No, it doesn't. It's a vehicle. It's a vehicle to get you somewhere. Jesus had to die to give us eternal life. Something's got to die for you to eat. We sometimes look at it the wrong way. The Spirit of God. Oh, if the faint, look, the Holy Spirit is here calling out a bride for Christ. He is doing it by vindicating His word of promise to her for this age, what? Through the prophet's message. Not a false. Folks, there's got to be a truth here. If this ain't it, I just really don't think there is anything besides this. Because this is helping all of us get to a place. And it's a positive place, not the negative place. If the finger, look, if the finger is supposed to move in this age, the finger will move. If the foot is supposed to move in this age, the foot will move. See what how specific he is about the age? It's what I said about people living their life. You're here in the right time, at the right place, at the right moment, at the right 11th hour. If the eye is to see in this age, the eye will see. Oh, come on, people. The Spirit of God, as it growed into the full stature of God, is the age that we're now living in. The Holy Spirit is here vindicating the message of the hour. The message of the hour.
Right.
It's not a message.
Right.
It's the message of the hour.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit is doing this so that the people that believe God will be called out of this chaos.
Amen.
The devil's unholy spirit is here calling his church by error. As usual, by perversion of the Word of God. Now listen, he's not going back and he's not took this and said, well, they're all prostitutes, drug addicts, perverts. No. They're church people.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's the church system.
Right.
But if you connect yourself to the system, you become part of the system.
Right.
All right? As usual, by perversion of what? Not of their flesh. By the perversion of the Word of God. Like he did at the beginning. See it coming right back to that seed time again from Eden. Here it is again. Here it is again. Bear with me for about 1 second. All right. Exposition of the seven church ages. This is the quote I want you to get this in your mind, and then we'll musicians come when I get finished with this. Because watch. I'll get right here with me and Brother Zach can be together. Now remember this. Everybody believe Brother Brown was a prophet?
Amen.
You believe he brought us the Word of God?
Amen.
All right, well, I'm fixing to tell you what he's saying. Now remember this. Christ in the true church, not the false church, is a continuation of the book of Acts.
Right.
What fell in the book of Acts? The Holy Ghost.
Right.
But the book of Revelation shows that the Antichrist spirit would come into the church and defile it, making it lukewarm, formal, and powerless. It exposes Satan, revealing his works, now watch in parentheses, attempted destruction of God's people and the discrediting of God's word. Now, don't put nobody's name in there, don't put no church in there, but you see what they're doing. They're not saying the Word of God's wrong, they're not saying Brother Branham was wrong. They're twisting it. One word off.
Exactly.
You can fill a church up with one word off.
Right.
Right down to the time. Watch. He fights it. Watch. Right down to the time he is cast into the lake of fire. He fights that. He cannot stand it.
Right.
Buddy, when you get the devil mad, that's anger from way back more than your mama and your daddy ever got angry with you. He cannot stand it. He knows that if the people, see, the people have been going through the different ages and just been lulled to sleep and they've all died. This age, someone has got to come to the full revelation so they can't die. And if Satan knows that, watch, he knows that if the people get the true revelation of the true church and what she is, not going to be, what she stands for, what? The Word. And that she can do the greater works, remember, more of it, because it's scattered all over the country, not greater than Jesus, but more of it. She will be an invincible army.
Right.
If they get a true revelation of the two spirits, that's where I got my sermon from, if they get a true revelation of the two spirits within the framework of the message Christian church, it says Christian church, didn't it? And by God's Spirit discern and withstand the Antichrist spirit, Satan will be powerless before her. He will be as definitely thwarted today as when Christ withstood his every effort. Now, what did Christ withstand the devil by? Word of God, that's all. He didn't say, devil, you can't talk anymore. No, he just let him right alone. He said, it is written. You know, in other words, he's saying, I wrote it. I wrote what I'm fixing to say to you, so I know what's going to happen. So why can't we have confidence with that, to know that what God's wrote of us, that we can just use it back to the devil? All right? Yes, Satan hates revelation, but we love it. with true revelation in our lives, the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Now remember, they're going to come. But there's already a standard there. The gates of hell cannot prevail against us, but we will prevail over them. Let's stand to our feet. If you have a chance, before Sunday, read Jude. Just read the whole chapter of Jude and watch. The Bible talks about ungodly men. Certain men, not saints, crept in unaware. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God. You say, oh, we got to look, when all this comes, it's going to be some evil person that's got, better be careful. It's going to be some slicker. It's going to be somebody coming in, rubbing your back, going, have you ever thought about, you know, I believe that's what he did to Eve. He said, oh, Eve, you know, I kind of heard there in the garden that you're supposed to multiply. Well, what's your problem? You got everything you need. Your husband, bless his heart, he probably just don't know. I'll go ahead and tell you what's going on. See, that's what we're going to talk about when we get in the Garden of Eden. We're going to get down to where I believe Brother Branham, if Moses could stand there and write it, he was looking at it by television. He was watching what happened in the garden. I believe that God, through the prophet, bringing this revelation. That's what he does. We love revelation. Satan hates it. We love revelation. By revelation, we can get a television view of all that that's went on. And that we can bring it right here. And that we can tell each one of us, be careful. Because this time is going to be the most deceiving time ever on the face of the earth. Right. Ever. Not even Luther, not Wesley, not right here. But I'll promise you folks, there's a rock. There's a rock mountain that will not be moved. Satan's going to try to do everything he can, but he cannot move the bride of Jesus Christ. Let's sing a song. God bless you. Only two spirits, so don't worry about all these others. There's only two.
Greater is he that is in me, and greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me, he that is in the world. Satan's like a roaring lion, running to and fro.
Where's he going?
Seeking
right here.
Be made the Bible tells us so.
The Bible says prove every spirit. Try the spirit. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to try the spirit by the word of God. Not our little thoughts and ideas. Got to be by the word.
That is in me, and greater is he that is in me. Oh, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Sing this last verse.
Oh, on the day of Pentecost,
there's nothing Satan could do. He could have brought all of his imps. He could have brought all of his demons. He could have Brother John, he could have just covered that upper room and said, this ain't going to happen. God never even sweat one drop. He said, I said it, and it's going to happen. Why can't we believe that when the devil puts a big old, oh man, it's just all around us dark. You realize that it's only permitted by God to help you get to a place you need to be. I'm reading in Proverbs, and boy, you read Proverbs and you beat a child. Spare the rod, spoil the child. We've about quit that, you know. But God does us that way. It ain't stopped him. It's not made him quit doing it when we've quit doing it. Sometimes, buddy, he'll blister your hide. But you know what he does at the end of this thing? It's like I said before. With everybody, every child of God, there's a place that you have to come to.
Glory.
It's not happen chance. It's not maybe. It's not, well, I hope so. No. The footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. And until your foot quits walking on this earth, God has a purpose for you to be here. I don't care if you land flat on your back and you can't listen or can't do anything. You got a purpose of being here. Because you are part of an eternal family. Caught in time. And that's what we're going to talk about, getting caught in time. They got caught in time back there. It was in an eternity. But he got caught in time when Eve did what she did. God bless you. Let's bow our heads. To Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you give us. We pray, Lord, if anybody be sick and need prayer, Lord, we pray that you would just come down with your healing power at the moment, Lord. And distance doesn't mean anything to you, Lord. I pray that you'd just touch everybody, Lord, on the way home. Lord, I pray that we'll ponder these things in our heart as Mary did. These two spirits that are working in the end time, and they're not just in baby form anymore. They're highly deceiving. And we pray, Lord, that you'll help us to stand, Lord, and not be deceived, and Lord, not be part of that other group, Father, because you promised there would be a group of people that would stand in the end time, and Satan will be thwarted just as the same as when you were standing here on earth yourself. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Be with us. Keep us safe. Be with our pastor. Keep him safe, Lord, and strong. Bless each one on the highways, Lord. Take care of us. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, world greater, he that is in me.